Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
And the Chinese New Year is coming.
The
春节，
春节到了。
And this is something new every year.
这是每一年都是有新的这样一个节日。
And the Bible also tells us just something new every morning.
圣经也讲每一个早晨都是新的。
Yeah. I remember in Lamentation.
在这个耶利米哀歌里面。
And Jeremiah in trouble.
但是的耶利米先知呢遇到极大的难处。
But he focused on God.
但是呢他定睛在神的身上。
Instead of focus on the problem.
他不会定睛在问题上面。
When he focused on God.
当他定睛在神的身上的时候
Every day is a new day.
那每一天都是新的
Every morning is new morning.
每一个早晨都是新的
And the Bible says God's compassion and unfailing love every morning is new.
圣经讲呢主的 恩典和慈爱每一个早上都是新的
And how great is your faithfulness.
就是你的信实何其广大
The first time when God revealed his name to Moses, he just showed Moses, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious Lord.
第一次主向摩西显现的时候他说这个耶和华是满有恩典恩慈的神。
Abounding in love and faithfulness.
满了慈爱和信实。
Means God is faithful. Even you are not faithful, we are not faithful.
虽然我们好多时候是不信实的，但是神是信实的。
What does it mean by faithful?
那信实是什么意思
？Faithful means if you are married, you know us faithful.
信实也是忠心的意思。你们如果结婚的话，你就要知道什么叫做忠心。
You cannot say I'm 99% faithful.
你不能说我99%。1% is not faithful.
Then your marriage will finish.
你的这个婚姻就完了。
Faithfulness means 100%.
所以呢，这个忠心呢是100%。
Hallelujah.
God is faithful.
那神是忠心的，就是信实的。
The Bible said we must feed on His faithfulness.
圣经讲呢，我们以他的信实为粮。
Psalm 37.
就是要吃。他的这个诚实信实是我们
Trust the Lord, do good and feed on His faithfulness.
他就说，这依靠神呢，要行正的事情，而且呢，以他的信实为粮。
Faithful means, I give you example. Example of faithfulness.
我要给你一个举个例子，就是关于这个忠心的例子。
When my son was young.
但我在儿子小的时候
We went to a cinema.
我们呢去看一个电影
Suddenly they announced a fire.
那突然呢发现起了火
Then I hold on to my son's hand.
我就抓着我儿子的手
He was so small he doesn't know what's a fire.
那他那时候太小他也不知道什么是
Hey fire okay let's go to see fire.
他说好的着火了我们去看看着火
Then I hold on to his hand.
那我就抓着他的手
And won't let go.
那我不能让他离开。
No matter how he moves, I won't let go.
那不管是他要怎么样挣扎，我不能让他离开。
Even he let go.
那甚至他想离开，我也不让他离开。
My hand is not letting go.
那我的手不让他离开。
That's called faithfulness.
这是叫做就是信实。
You commit to the relationship.
你是在这个关系里面完全委身。
Even you are not faithful.God is faithful.
所以，即使你不忠心，神还是忠心的。
Romans chapter 3:3.
在这个罗马书第三章第三节讲。
Does it matter if we are not faithful?
那不管我们怎么样是忠心还是不忠心。
But God is faithful.
神是忠心的。
That's all you need.
这是你所需要的。
You want to let go?
那你可能想要离开他。
God say no, no, no. My hand is not letting go.
但是神说我不会让你离开我的手紧抓着你
I keep holding on you
我要紧紧地抓着你
until the end of this age
那直到这世界的末了
God is faithful
那神是信实的
You may let go one day. I got so much worry. No, I don't like you, God. You know, and all kind of things.
你可能要离开，你说，哎呦，我有这么多的烦恼的事情，这样那样。
But God still with you.
但是神还和你同在。
Even you are not with him.
那你甚至你不和他同在。
Because you are God's children.
但是呢，他还和你同在，因为你是他的儿女。
That's called faith.
这是叫做忠心。
Why? You say, why God, you know, I want to go right, why he always, you know, follow me and keep his eye on me?
就是有时候我需要向左向左向右走，但是为什么神啊，你的眼睛老是盯着我？
That's why this is unconditional love.
那因为这是一个无条件的爱。
The Bible says unfailing love.
圣经里面讲是一个不会失败的
爱 abounding in love and faithfulness，
而且这个爱和恩典呢是非常非常
never give up，
他永远不会放弃
never give up，
永远不会放弃
never give up，
他永远不会放弃
that's called grace，
这就叫做恩典
God is gracious to you，
那神对你的恩典
you say I have all the problem，
你就说我有各种各样的问题
God won't let go，
那神不会让你离开
even you let go，
甚至你要想要跑掉
you thought you let go but your hand is still in his hand，
那虽然你认为你已经离开他了，但是他还是抓着你的手
he follows，
因为他继续的在 跟着你一起走
because you don't know God knows，
因为你不知道他知道
he knows what's the best，
他知道那是最好的
he go before you，
他走在你的前面
he's with you，
他和你同在
He'll never forsake you.
他不会离弃你
He'll never leave you.
他不会放弃你
Deuteronomy 31:8
在这个生命记三十一章第八节
Never leave you.
他说他永不
Not only not only he goes before you.
他是走在你的前面
Mean he knows what's ahead of you.
他知道在你面前会发生什么
You don't need to know he knows.
你不需要知道他知道
So we're going to read one Bible.
我们要来读一节圣经。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Start at verse 4.
以弗所书第二章从第四节开始。
Okay, let's read together.
我们来一起来读。
Because of his great love for us, yeah, we can mark because one English, one Chinese.
Okay.
Let's read the English verse. Okay. And
先读英文。
好。Sterling, can you read the English? Sterling.
Is it Ephesians 3?
Chapter 2, 4.
Chapter 2, 4.
Verse 4.
All right.
You have the best English.
But
God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Verse 5.
Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
We can jump to verse 8.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves; it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Verse 9.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Verse 10.
You have to get up many times. Just stand there.
Verse 10.
The last one.
For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，不要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We don't deserve it.
我们其实是不配的。
What have you done？
他所做的我们是不配的。
Nothing.
我们做了什么呢
？Why? Because it says here, when we are in sinful situation, transgression, and Jesus died for us.
因为这里讲到呢，当我们还死在过犯中的时候， 基督就为我们死了。
It's by grace you have been saved.
是因着神的恩典你得救了。
Not one time. The second time he says again, it's by grace.
不是一次讲道，多次的讲道呢，是因着神的恩典，你是得救。
And through faith.
是通过信心。
But this faith is not from you. It's a gift of God.
即使这个信心也不是从你而来，是神给你的。
It's a gift of God. You don't
deserve it. 这是神的一个恩赐。
Right. And not only the gift of God, not by work, and no one can boast.
这里讲到呢，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So you did not choose God.
不是你拣选了神。
Jesus said, "I chose you out of this world."
耶稣讲呢，我把你们从这个世界里面拣选出来。
That's not by accident.
这也不是出于一个偶然的行为。
All other religion, you try to choose God.
别的宗教呢，都是你来选择神。
You try to earn it.
你试图要来赢得用你的功德来赢得什么东西。
But Jesus said, no, 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 no. You did not choose me. I chose you out of this world. It's God chose you. That's why you're here today.
但是耶稣讲呢，不是因着你选了我，是我拣选了你，是神从世界上把你拣选出来了。
You don't deserve it.
你是不配的。
It's grace.
是因为他的恩。
If you haven't believed today, you know, you must believe.
如果你今天还没有相信的话，你要必须要相信。
You must believe yesterday, not now.
你应该是昨天就应该相信。
Because God is gracious.
因为神是满有恩典的神。
Unconditional.
因为他的也是无条件的。
Abounding in love and faithfulness.
因为他的爱和他的这个信实呢。
He loves you more than you love yourself.
他爱你比你爱你他要多。
Nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to.To make God love you more,
你不能添加任何的东西，做任何的东西让神爱你更多。
God created you for only one reason, is to love you.
神创造了你，唯一有一个原因就是他要爱你。
It's not you going to love him. He created you because he loved you first. Ephesians chapter 1, he loved you. That's why he created you.
他创造了你，就像以弗所书第一章讲的呢，他爱你。
He created you to love.
他也是造了你呢，就是要去爱。
Like you create your family, you love your family unconditionally.
当你造了你的家庭的时候，你就爱你的家庭，这是无条件的。
My son asked me why I have a room.
为什么没有我房间？
My son asked me why I have a room.
为什么没有我的房间？
I said, you know, because you're my son.
就因为你是我的儿子。
He said, "Doesn't make sense."
是这不合理。
But grace doesn't make sense.
因为这是恩典。
Grace unconditional.
这
grace about giving, you don't deserve it.
无条件的。
God bring you here today because He's gracious to you. He give you opportunity.
今天神把你带到这里呢，他是因为爱你，给你一个机会。
Because you've been resisting him for many, many times for years, but he still gives you opportunity.
因为神，你曾经呢拒绝神多次多次的拒绝神，今天神还是给你机会。
It's about time.
Yes.
那现在是到时候了。
You make the decision.
你需要来做这个决定。
To accept unconditional love.
要来接受他无条件。
Because he created you to love you.
因为他创造你，他爱你。
Not you love him because he doesn't need anything. He needs to love you.
不是要你来爱他，因为他不需要任何的东西，是他爱你。
That's called grace.
这就叫做恩典。
No reason.
没有什么理由。
He chose you because he loved you. He created you before the creation of the world.
他爱你，因为他创造了你。因为在这个创世之前，他就拣选了你。
Ephesians chapter 1 says, "In love he created."
因为他
He created you in love.
以弗所书第一章里面讲到呢，他因着他的爱，他造了。
Not only create you to be the children of God in Christ.
他创造你呢，不仅仅是要你存在，而是要成为在耶稣基督里面成为神的儿女。
According to His purpose, not your purpose. His purpose is to bless you.
而且是按照他的旨意，不是你的旨意。
You don't deserve it.
来祝福你。
I don't deserve it.
我也不配。
None of us deserve it.
我们所有人都不配。
It's a grace.
是因着神的恩典。
That's why I said here twice. It's by grace you have been saved.
所以这里呢两次讲到，因着恩我们得救。
Not work.
不是因着我们的工作。
Not we choose God.
不是因为我们选了神。
You don't choose God.
你不是在选神，
God choose you.
是神选了你。
I choose money.
啊，我自己选择金
钱。My life focus on money.
我曾经我都是眼睛看的就是金钱。
But God chose me.
但是呢，神选了我。
And He chose me unconditionally. I have no choice.
啊，他呢就是这样无条件的选择了我，选了我，我没有别的选择。
Because that's grace.
那一直是恩典。
Once you are chosen, you don't regret.
那你被拣选的时候呢，你绝对不会后悔。
Because it's tremendous blessing.
因为 这里面有极其丰盛。
Because you will inherit eternal life and also inherit everything in the kingdom of God.
你会继承永恒的生命，而且继承所有在神的国度里面所有的一切。
You are richer than you think.
你比你自己所想象的要富有的多。
You are richer than the billionaire.
啊，你比那一个。亿万富翁要富有的多。
They inherit the material thing on earth; they cannot carry with them. But you inherit the kingdom of God, everything from God.
他们只是继承在地上有一些东西，从不能带到天堂上去的。你却继承了神国度的一切产业。
You are rich kid.
你是一个富有的孩子。
But I'm rich, but you still focus on the earthly thing.
你说我自己呢？是我富有，但是我还是眼睛盯着地上的事情。
Too small.
但地上的事情很小。
God want to bless you.
那神要祝福你。
You are God's children.
你是神的儿女。
He cannot give you small thing.
他不会给你小的东西。
He give you the whole heaven. You inherit the heaven with Jesus Christ together, cohere with Jesus Christ.
他给了你整个的天国，你要跟耶稣基督一起来承受天国。
That's why you're rich.
所以你是富有的。
It's eternal life too. Eternal. It's eternal inheritance.
那你有永恒的产业。
Not temporary.
是永恒的生命，不是。
Because of that, you should store up your treasure in heaven, not on earth.
因此，你要把你的宝贝存在天上。
And the last one, verse 10.
在第十节特别讲到。
Focus on verse 10.
我们来集中看第十节。
We are God's workmanship.
我们原是他的工作
，It's God's artistic work，
就是他一个精美的艺术作品。
Workmanship is beautiful artwork，
啊，它是一个精美的艺术作品。
Is created by God，
这是神做的。
In Jesus Christ，
那是在基督里造成的。
To do good works only，
为要什么呢？为要来做好的事情，就是行善。
What kind of works？
什么样的工作呢
？Which God prepared in advance，
就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
And the translation, the original translation from King James is not for us to do. Which God prepared in advance that we shall walk in it。
那在这个原来的钦定本里面翻译就说，是神所预备的。让我们要行在其中。
You will walk in it.
这我们要行在其中。
Means this good work God prepared in advance for you.
就是这样一个预备叫我们行的这样一个上市呢，神已经预备好了。
It's all good work.
都是好工作。
Prepared in advance.
前面准备好了。
No eye has seen.
这眼睛没有看过的。
No ear has heard.
耳朵没有听过的。
And God prepared for us.
神已经预备好了，为我们预备好了。
It's good work.
它是好的工作。
Prepared in advance.
这已经提前预备好了。
You haven't seen it.
你曾经没看过。
But God has seen it.
那神已经看见。
All this good work is you must walk in it.
那就是我们要行在其中。每一步呢，我们都要行在其中。
You said you are here.
你说我在这里。
God already here.
那神呢，已经在这里。
He knows what is good.
他知道什么是好的，你不知道，所以呢，我们就要相信他。
You trust him, you're going to walk in only good stuff.
那当你相信他的时候，你说的走的每一步都是好的。
But you look like, I worry about this, I worry about this, I have burden, all kinds of things.
你说我在忧虑这个，忧虑那个，我有这样那样的重担。
But Jesus said, do not worry.
但是耶稣说不要忧虑。
Six times.
他六次讲道。
Six times in
Luke. 在马太福音六次讲道，路加福音六次讲道。
And the rest is at least 50 times, you don't need to worry.
那 整体讲了五十次差不多，不要忧虑。
Because I prepared a good work for you already.
因为我已经为你预备了好事情。
I go before you already.
我已经行在你的前面。
I know what's good.
我知道什么对你好的。
Then I bring you with me.
我就带领你跟我一起同
行。For I am with you.
因为我和你同在。
Do not be afraid, I am with you.
但不要惧怕，因为我和你同在。
Isaiah chapter 41:10.
在这个以赛亚书四十一章第十节讲到。
Do not be afraid, for I am with you 365 times.Every day, one time, 365 times, do not be afraid, I'm with you.
那里讲到呢，就不要惧怕，因为我和你同在。
Every day.
365天一年，我们都要
说。Do not be dismayed.
不要害怕。
Because I'm your God.
不要惧怕，因为我是你的神。
I will help you.
我会来帮助你。
I will strengthen you.
我会来坚固你。
I will hold you with my right hand.
我用我的右手会来扶持你。我不会让你离开。
Just keep walking. Every step is good.
你只要跟我一起同行就好。每一步都是好的。
Even the not good one looks like not good, is because he has a plan. This turned out to be good because all things will work together for the good.
甚至有一些步骤你觉得走得好像不好，但是对神来说都是好的，因为圣经上讲的万事效力，叫爱神的人要得益处。
We are God's.Beautiful work, created Jesus Christ to do good stuff.
我们原是他手中精美的作品。
You, God is preparing you for eternity.
是要行善的。那生是预备要让你。
This is not your home. This is not your home.
这不是你的家。
It's temporary.
这不是你的家，这是一个暂时的居所。
Fix your eye on the heavenly thing.
你的眼睛呢，要看着天上的事。
Colossians chapter 3:1.
在这个哥罗西书第三章第一节讲到
，focus on God，
那眼睛呢要看着神。
When you focus on God, you know, hey, God prepared something good in advance.
当你眼睛盯着神的时候，你就知道神已经提前为你预备了好的事情。
What to walk in? You walk.
就是要你来行在其中。
You think it's not good?
你自己觉得可能不好。
My God, you are my children. It's good.
那是神说你是我的孩子是好的。
I rather listen to God.
那我自己的选择，我宁可听神的。
Because all things work together for the good.
因为所有的事情呢。
Not only all things together for the good. David even said.
万事效力，爱神的人得益。
Everything about you is written in heaven already in His book.
而且在这个大卫的诗篇里面讲到呢。
139:16.
这个139篇第16节讲到呢，你在未成形之前的一切的东西都写在神的册子上面了。
我所定的意思，你还没有活出一天，已经 ，I already written down.
The things I have prepared for you, you even haven't walked in it. I have already written down.
So, your life already written down in His book.
你的
before you live one day,
生命早已记在他的册子上了。在你活出一还没有活出一天之前
before you were born.
在你生出生之
前 Before all eternity,
在这个永恒的
When you are nothing,
曾经你是
You're not even created,
你曾经还没有被造
Everything about you already written in His book,
所有关于你的事情已经记在他的册子上
Like a movie director, he has a script,
就像一个电影导演，他已经有这个剧本在那里
He gave it to Kevin,
完了他就给 Kevin
Kevin is the actor.
Kevin 就是这个演员。
Everything is already written down.
那其实所有的呢都已经写下来。
His job is.
他的工作是做什么
？Every take, we call it take and cut, right? Every take, he has to do a good job. He focus on today.
所以呢，今天他就要把每一个步骤呢要养好。
This take.
这一步。
You don't guess. You can never guess.
你不要去猜这个猜那个。
You trust.
你要去相信。
Because he said your role is good.
因为他说你的这个角色非常好。
As God's children, you just follow.
作为神的儿女，你只要来跟随。
Because he promised everything is good.
因为他应许所有的都是好的。
But you must wait sometimes.
那有时候你需要来等候一下。
You must be patient.
你需要忍耐。
Because God gives you a problem.
因为神很多时候给你一个困难。
The purpose is not the problem.
那原因给你困难的原因不是为了这个困难。
The problem, he can take it away easily.
对于一个困难，他要拿走是非常容易的。
But he wants to change you.
但是呢，他要借着困难要来陶造你。
You think you want to change the problem, God wants to change you.
你说你要来改变这个困难。
He used the problem to change you.
他用困难来改变你。
Why?
那为什么呢？
Because you are the problem.
因为你是那个问题。
You need more faith.
你需要更多的信心。
You need more love.
你需要更多的爱。
You need more prayer.
你需要更多的祷告。
You need to build relationship with brother and sister more.
你需要跟弟兄姐妹建立更好的关系。
You
need to read the Bible more. 你需要更多的
福音。But you focus on the useless thing.
那你常常的眼睛盯着那些没用的东西。
God loves you. He prepared you for eternity as the children of God. You must conform to the image of Christ. You must be like Christ in order to inherit the kingdom.But you are not ready.
他预备要你进入永恒，所以呢，他要让你磨造成耶稣基督的形象。
He wants to use the temporary problem to give you the eternal character.
他用暂时的困难和问题呢，来建造你永远的品格。
You want change? God said, "I will take away easily."
你要环境来改变，神说没有问题，非常容易。
But I need to change you first.
但是呢，我想要来改变你。
So, brother and sister, if you want the problem removed, you should read the Bible, get close to God, and in no time, God can remove the problem.
弟兄姐妹，你如果想要你的问题要改变的话，你现在开始读经、祷告，按照神的话去行动。
Seek first His kingdom.
对神来说，很快就拿走你的问题了。
Seek first the kingdom.
圣经里面讲到，就是先求神的国。
All this will be given.
神的义，其他的都会给你。
Listen to careful one more time. Seek first His kingdom means focus on the character. God's shaping your character for heaven.
先求他的国和他的义。
Love, joy, peace,
kindness. 这塑造你的品格。
The fruit of the spirit.
要让你的生命里面结出圣灵的果子。
Seek first His kingdom. All this will be given to you.
圣经里面讲呢，先求他的国，其他需用的都要加给你。
It's a gift.
是一个礼物就给你了。
And Jesus look at the bird.
这个主耶稣讲的，你看看那个麻雀小鸟。
I feed them.
我在都养活它。
Every day they are singing.
每一天他们都会唱歌。
They are happy.
他们都很高兴。
They have no bank account.
他们没有这个银行账户。
They fooling around.
他们到处就是飞来飞去。
But that's what a bird is.
那就是一个飞鸟。
But you are much more valuable than the bird.
他说你比飞鸟要贵重多少呢？
If I feed the bird, I'll feed you.
他说我如果能够来养活飞鸟的话，难道不养活你吗？
Do not worry.
所以你不要忧虑。
It's a command.
不要忧虑是一个命令。
Not optional.
你不要不是选择。
It's a command.
这是一个命令。
Jesus said, "Come."
如果耶稣说来
，You are.Those who are burdened and weary.
那些担负劳苦重担的人。
Come, give me your burden.
他说来，把你的重担交给我。
I'll give you rest.
我会让你得安息。
Come, do not worry.
来，不要忧虑。
Everything ahead already is good stuff. Prepare for you to walk. Everything will be good.
那前面所为你预备的一切都是好的。
Tough time is not bad time. Tough time is a good time because you get close to God.
所以那些困难的日子不是坏日子，困难的日子是让你离神更近。
What you ask already there, already done in heaven, written already in heaven for you, and you're waiting for something happen. Silly waiting for the husband coming to Canada, and someone waiting for immigration. All everything is done already in heaven.
你所祈求的，就像塞琳让他的先生能够过来，有人可能要有这个移民，他早已经在天上已经做成了。
You just walk in it.
你需要来走在其中。
When you walk, all things work together for the good.
那所以呢，所有的事情都是相互效力，你不需要惧怕、惧怕。
God is training you for patience.
那神呢，在训练你要有忍耐。
Training you for faith, you have to live by faith.
那训练你要有信心，活着要靠信心。
Christian live by faith, not by eye. You don't need the eye, you need the faith.
那我们基督徒活着呢，靠着信心，不是靠着眼见。
The faith is the eye, is the spiritual eye.
那信心就是我们属灵的眼光。
You need God to open your faith eye.
你要让神呢打开你信心的眼睛。
Or eye of faith.
你就是眼睛的信心。
Believing is seeing, seeing is not believing.
当你信的时候，你就看见，看见的时候不见得你信。
Anyone in Christ is a new creation. What's new? The new is you have a new eyes now.
那每一个在主里面的人都是一个新造的人。什么是新的呢？有一个新的眼光。
Now you can see the faith.
那你可以看见那个信心。
You can see each step.It's good.
你可以看见每一步都是好的。
The problem is to shaping you to be God's character.
那问题呢是要塑造你有耶稣基督的心品格。
Everything you're asking for already done, already prepared for you.
所以明天你在祈求的神已经为你预备了。
Because Jesus promised, when you pray, if you believe, that is yours.
因为耶稣基督呢应许，当你祷告的时候，如果你相信。那就是你的。
That's Mark chapter 9:24.
那是在马可福音第九章二十四节。
And also in Matthew chapter 7:7, ask you will be given.
也是在马太福音第七章第七节，你来这个祈求就得着。
Seek you will find.
你寻找就寻见。
Lock the door will be open.
他说你敲门，就开门。
And Jesus said one more time.
那他又说了一遍。
7:8, he said one more time.
第七章第八节又说了一遍。
Ask, you will be given.
你祈求就要得着。
Why he said it twice?
为什么他说两遍呢？
Because the second time he said, everyone he asked.
第二遍他说呢，每一个祈求的人。
Everyone.
每一个。
Believe or not believe, God will.Give it to you if you ask from your heart.
那不管你信还是不信，如果从你的心里面祈求的话，神都会给你。
All people, everything, everyone who asks will be given. Everyone who lock the door will be open.
他就说每一个人，每一个人，你来敲门就给开门，祈求就给你。
It's a promise.
这是一个应许。
A promise, but there's a condition there.
你要知道这个应许呢也是有条件的。
Because after that, Jesus said, if you ask for a bread, ask for bread, God will not give you a stone.
那下面一句讲呢，他说，你如果要儿子要饼的话呢，你不会给他石头。
And if you ask for a fish, God will not give you a snake.
他说，你如果要鱼的话呢？神不会给你一条蛇。
God is a good father. He knows what's the best for you.
因为我们的天父呢是一个好的父亲，他知道什么事情是对你最好的。
When things not happen, you know it's going to be good.
好多事情没有发生的时候，你知道结果是好的。
Because God knows better.
因为神知道的更多更好。
Because He walked before you.
因为他行在你的前面。
He'll guide you into the right path.
因为他会带你走在正确的路上。
Because a lot of time you ask for a stone.
因为好多时候你要的是一个石头。
A lot of time you ask for a snake.
有好多时候你要的是一条蛇。
You tell God this stone is bread.
你好多时候说这块石头就是面包。
This snake is fish.
你就说这条蛇就是鱼。
God loves you, He won't give it to you.
因为他爱你，他就不会这样给你。
But be careful.
但是要小心。
Why I say be careful?
为什么说要小心呢？
Because I want you to be careful.
因为你要小心。
Because if you keep on asking the stone,
如果你持续不断的要石头，
He'll let you try.
他会让你试一下。
Then you suffer a lot.
你就会经历很多的痛苦。
So, listen to God. When you pray for something, you must base on what Jesus on the Bible, not what you think.
所以呢，你要听神的话。你要什么东西的话，是按照圣经所讲的，不是按照你自己想象的。
God prepared in advance everything for you already. Work out everything for you already.
神提前已经为你预备好了要给你的好东西。
And if God is for us, who can be against us?
圣经上讲，如果神是为我们的，谁能反对我们呢？
So do not worry.
所以呢，就不要惧怕，不要
忧虑。Not only do not worry. Peter said, "Cast your burden to God because He cares about you."
那不仅仅是不要忧虑，神说把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他关心你的事。
Peter tried to command too, like Jesus.
那彼得那个地方呢，用的也是这个起始语气，就是
even more radical.
就是要更加的来绝对。
Peter said, "Cast."
Jesus,
do not worry. Jesus, cast your burden.
就是把你的把你的这个重担呢扔给神，扔给神。
It's a throw.
扔掉，扔掉。
Garbage. This is garbage.
这是一个垃圾，扔掉。
Throw your burden to God.
把你的重担呢像垃圾一样扔到神，扔给神，因为他关心你。
You keep holding on this.
因为你好多时候你自己老抓着这些东西。这个石头你抓着。
I said, give it to me, you're a burden, give it to me, I give you rest. You say, no. But God said, I command you, do it.
神说把你的重担交给我，我
给你。Do not worry.
能够歇息，但是呢，你说不。神说你不要忧虑。
You listen.
你就要来听。
Then what happened?
那什么事情会发生呢？
When you do not worry, Jesus said, "Seek first His kingdom; everything will come to you."
那他讲到不要犹豫呢，他说到的先求他的国，其他的都要加给。
Seek first the kingdom; everything will be given to you. It's not the original text. The original text said, "Everything will come to you. You don't need to come to them; they will come to you."
就是说，你先求他的国呢，其他的一切都要加给你。在原文里面呢，其他的东西都是跟着你来的。
See, why you spend time on the earthly thing?
要花那么多的时间在这个俗世的事情上。
Jesus already, everything come to you. You just wait, just keep walking, they will come to you.
所以耶稣说呢，所有的东西都会向你走来。
You don't need to do anything.
你不需要做什么事情。
All you need to do is just pray.
你所要做的，你就是来祷告。
Right? Why worry?
为什么要忧虑呢？
You can pray.
你可以来祷告。
Why think?
那为什么要这样拼命地去思考呢？
You can trust.
你可以来依靠他。
Why get depressed?
那为什么好像要犹豫了呢？
Get delight.In the Lord.
你在主里面要开心。
Then He'll give you the desire of your heart.
他说，当你心里面畅快的时候，神要把你心所愿的要给你。
And Psalm 37.
在这个诗篇三十七篇讲到。
Psalm 37 just said, first, pray.
他第一个三十七篇讲到要祷告。
37:7, be still, pray.
第七节讲到。
Instead of worry, you pray.
安静祷告，祷告。
Because when you pray, what happened?
当你祷告的时候，什么事情发生呢？
And the Bible said, when you pray, it'll be open for you. The door will be open.
他说，当你祷告的时候呢，门就会向你打开。
Seek, you'll find.
他说，你寻找的时候，你就会寻见。
If you believe everything is yours,
如果你相信
live by faith, He prepares something
for you. 这些都是预备给你的。
The whole road.Ahead of you is good because he's preparing it.
如果你相信他为你预备一条好的道路，所有的东西都
给
你预备好。
Not only now, in eternity too.
那不仅仅是现在，甚至是永远。
He prepares you for eternity.
他为你准备是永远的。
This is not your home.
这不是你的家。
When don't need to worry, just pray.
你不要去忧虑，就来祷告。
Don't even need to think, because you can trust.
好多时候我们不需要来这个，甚至去思虑。
Don't overthink. Trust.
相信。 你要来相信，不要拼命绞尽脑汁。
Today you have enough trouble, the Bible said.
圣经讲呢，今天已经有今天的忧虑了，有足够的忧虑。
You just do what you can today. That's it.
今天你就做你今天能做的。
All the other thing will come to you.
其他的东西明天会来。
Because he's gracious.
但是呢，他的恩典会托着。
Psalm 37, 5 is trust and commit and trust and he will do it.
诗篇三十七篇第五节讲到，就是说你相信他，你来交给他，他必会做。
将你的事交托耶和华。
对 ，so
commit
your things to the Lord
and trust in him
and trusting 相信他，
依靠他，
依靠他。
He will do it.
嗯，他会做。
That's a promise.
他这是一个。
That's all you do.
这就是我们要做的。
Your time is spending to trust, not worry.
所以我们的时间呢，花在这个信心方面。
While you're waiting, your time is spending, you know, on prayer and reading the Bible and trust.
所以呢，我们的这个时间呢，有更多的花在读经、祷告。来增加我们的信心。
And one more thing you need to do.
有一件事你要做的。
The Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord.
所以在在主里面要喜乐。
He'll give you the desire of your heart.
那他就把你心所愿的给你。
When you rejoice in the Lord.
当你在主里面喜乐的时候。
And God will give you the desire.
主会把你心所愿的给你。
If a Christian always have a grim face, that's not Christian.
但如果一个基督徒老脸是绿的话呢，就是你不是一个基督徒。
Right? Because we have a God. God is our Father. He will take care of that. He has prepared everything for us. We just walk into that, but we don't believe that.
神已经为我们预备了所有的一切，我们可以行得行的，但是我们不相信。
Everything is written for you. For you in heaven.Before even you live,
那所有的东西已经写在，已经记在天堂里面，天上了，你不需要去忧虑。
Everything is done in Christ for you.
在基督里面，一切都已经做成了。
It's done, not do's and don'ts.
那不是不是要做还是将来做，而是已经做了。
Not thinking about tomorrow, today thinking about tomorrow, tomorrow thinking about next 5 years, then you're wasting your time.
那不是今天为明天忧虑，明天为以后的五年做计划，来浪费时间。
Why think if you can trust?
那为什么我们不能来相信他呢
？Why depress when you can delight?
那为什么不能喜乐，而是要忧虑呢？忧郁呢
？Delight in the Lord and also His promise. If you delight, you start to smiling, start to rejoice in God.
就是在主里
面
喜乐的时候呢，他把你心所愿的要给你。Amen.
We still have a lot to go, but I think we should stop. Right? Okay. It's only half. Next time we stop.
Yes. Amen.
To the half. Remember, just trust God. Everything is done for you already. Work out for you. He prepared in heaven. All you need to do just keep walking, walking. He got all the good plan for you already written down.No worry, just trust. No worry, just pray. No worry, just delight yourself in the Lord. He'll keep you
beside
you.
他已经为你预备了这条道路，就是静静的来跟随他。Amen. Thank you. 感谢上主恩的恩惠。